"How things go for you?" Charlie asked Derek as they were driving to the new section of the cemetery. "Things went all right," Derek replied. He didn't want to tell Charlie about taking the Ford down on the path. He hoped Charlie didn't know. "I've been meaning to try to mow the grass," Derek said. "Well, don't worry about the grass right now," Charlie said to him. Charlie told Derek that he thought Derek was doing a good job, and that only thing that Charlie needed to do was to see how Derek would handle a funeral on his own. If Derek could handle a funeral on his own, then Derek could have the head caretaker job. Bill Jones would still be Derek's assistant. They entered a new section of the cemetery, and they stopped the truck by Linda Patterson's grave. The three of them had gotten out of the truck. The sound of a diesel truck coming down the road caught Derek's attention. The truck had a miniature crane on the back of it. The truck pulled into the new section of the cemetery. Derek noticed that the tombstone sat on the back of the truck. The diesel truck pulled up by the grave and got in position. "This isn't hard to do," Charlie said, "but I want you both to be able to do it right the first time." Charlie explained to Bill and Derek that they needed to make sure that it was the right tombstone before it was even taken off the truck, and they would have to help guide it into the spot. And after Charlie was done talking, the three of them helped guide and lower Linda Patterson's tombstone into place. The three of them got back in the truck and headed back to the old section of the cemetery. "I'm glad you can handle this," Charlie said. "I'm starting to think I can handle retirement." Derek didn't understand how much Charlie really enjoyed working at the cemetery and how much respect that Charlie really had for the cemetery. Derek didn't know if he would ever feel that way about any job. Derek had thought about what Charlie had said about he needed to do a funeral on his own without Charlie and with just the help of Bill. And Derek didn't know if he could handle doing the funerals all the time, being around the death and the sadness. He didn't know if he could handle that mentally. The three of them got out of the truck once they were back at the maintenance building. Charlie handed the keys to the maintenance building and the Ford over to Derek. Charlie had stood there and looked at the keys for a moment before he handed them over. Charlie acted as though he was handing over the keys to his home. "I'm going to go ahead and go home now," Charlie said. Charlie explained to Derek that Derek was basically in charge now. He told Derek to go ahead and have Bill go around and look for tree limbs and stuff, and then Bill can go home. Charlie also explained to Derek that even though Charlie wouldn't be there, the city still wanted him to check on Derek. And if Derek didn't work out, Charlie would come back. Derek told Charlie that he understood, even though Derek didn't fully understand. Charlie and Derek shook hands before Charlie got into his blue Buick. Derek stood there and looked around the cemetery. Charlie pulled away. Derek actually laughed a little bit about the thought of being the boss of the cemetery. He had never been the boss of anything. Derek looked for Bill and saw that Bill was walking around the northwestern corner of the cemetery. Derek thought about getting his sketch pad out of his car. He figured he would walk to the southwest part of the cemetery and go down the path. Derek couldn't stop thinking about drawing a picture of the crypt. He knew that Bill would be walking around for a while. Bill would always walk around and do nothing to waste time. Derek got what he needed and went to the path. Before he started walking the path, he looked around for Bill. Derek didn't see Bill anywhere, so he went ahead. He walked until he got to the pile of tree limbs, and he stopped, looked behind him to make sure he wasn't being followed. Then he took a joint out of his pocket and lit it up. He smoked on the joint as he walked the path and went around the curve on the path and headed towards the crypt. He stopped for a moment because he thought he heard something, and he quickly put the joint out. Derek thought he heard somebody yell his name, and he looked up. Bill was standing on the hillside looking down at him. Bill started walking, and Derek could tell that Bill was headed toward the path. "I thought you were out looking for trash," Derek said to Bill. "I'll come down here to see what you were doing," Bill replied. Bill looked at Derek for a moment, Why don't you give me a hit off of what you were smoking? I wasn't smoking anything, Derek replied to Bill. Derek tried to play it off that he was just coming down here to take a break and be by himself for a moment. Bill asked him what the sketch pad was for that Derek was carrying. Derek said that he found the crypt and he thought about drawing it. You want to see something else that's cool? Bill said to Derek. Derek shook his head yes, and the two of them walked over to the pile of tree limbs. Did you ever see the tunnel? Bill asked Derek. Derek shook his head no. Bill pointed to the pile of tree limbs. He's like, it's behind there. Prove it, Derek said. Let's get these tree limbs out of the way. Bill said he didn't know if they should or not. He said that Charlie had told him to stay away from it. Derek said, well, Charlie said I was in charge. Let's see what it is. I gotta know what I'm dealing with here. The two of them started pulling off the limbs and creating another pile. It took them a while, but they started finally getting the pile cleared away. Derek was actually excited about seeing something new about the cemetery. Could there actually be an underground tunnel? Bill was right about Charlie in the woods. Once they started getting pretty much everything cleared away, Bill stood back and said, there it is. Derek took a couple steps back, and he couldn't believe what he was looking at. There was a small archway made out of brick stone block. The archway was buried into the side of the hill. The opening was only about 3 feet high and was sealed off with more stone block. It did look like an entrance to a tunnel. It looked like it had been there for 100 years. Bill said that he didn't know what it was for or if it was actually a tunnel or not. Whatever it was drawing Derek's full attention. He just stood there and stared at it. He didn't care what Bill was saying to him. He imagined it being a tunnel that went underneath the whole cemetery. It filled his mind up with questions. Bill asked if they were going to cover it back up. Derek shook his head no. Derek said it was about time for them to go home. Derek also told Bill that he probably wouldn't need Bill's help for about a week or so, until it was time to mow the grass. Two of them didn't say a word to each other as they walked back up the path. Derek did keep looking over his shoulder back at the tunnel entrance. He wondered why it was Bill showing him this stuff and not Charlie. It made Derek think about how quickly he was put into this job. The tunnel was still on Derek's mind when he got back to the motel. He sat down with his sketch pad and sat at the table. His mind wouldn't leave the cemetery. It took him about 10 minutes to draw the picture that resembled the crypt, and he pushed the picture away from him. He thought about the tunnel while he sat there and looked at the crypt. He couldn't figure out why either one of them would be there, and why neither one of them was marked on the chart in the maintenance building. The cemetery was starting to become a mystery to him, a mystery that he wanted to solve. Derek arrived at the cemetery on Friday morning, surprised to see Charlie standing by his blue Buick parked by the maintenance building in the old section of the cemetery. Derek had wondered if Bill had called Charlie and told Charlie about Derek smoking weed down off the path, and that they had moved the tree limbs to expose the tunnel. Derek knew he couldn't trust Bill. Good morning, Charlie said to Derek. Wife kick you out of the house? Derek asked. No, not yet, Charlie replied. Derek was glad to see that Charlie seemed to be in a good mood. I just come tell you about next week, Charlie said. He went and explained to Derek that there'd be a funeral coming in on Wednesday, and that Derek needed to have Bill here and have everything ready to go. Derek felt himself getting nervous. He would have rather Charlie said something about the weed and the tree limb. He wasn't ready to deal with a funeral yet. Funeral will be for a lady named Kathy Miller, Charlie said. Charlie told Derek that the city was going to put a phone into the maintenance building with an answer machine. That way the funeral home could call the maintenance building instead of calling Charlie's house. Charlie told Derek what kind of information that he would need to get from the funeral home. He also reminded Derek not to stress out about it, that things would be all right. You will have to find Kathy Miller on the chart, Charlie said. Make sure you get her in the right spot. I understand, Derek replied. Derek was at a loss of words because his head was spinning over the fact that he would have to do a funeral on his own with Bill Jones. Charlie and Derek shook hands, and then Charlie got back into his Buick and drove off. Derek stood there thinking about the funeral and the fact that he wished he had the nerve to ask Charlie about the crypt in the tunnel. Derek went inside the maintenance building and walked straight up to the chart on the wall. He wanted to know where Kathy Miller was going to be. He started his search over in the news section of the cemetery because that was where all the new lots were going to be at. But he didn't see her name there. So his eyes went over to the part of the chart of the old section. Derek couldn't believe that his first funeral was going to be in the old section of the cemetery. Derek thought all the lots were filled up. The lot where Kathy Miller was going to be buried wasn't too far from the hillside to overlook the path. Derek knew that he was going to have to call Bill and make sure that Bill showed up. He figured that he would do it at a later time. Derek sat down at the workbench and he started stressing out about the fact that he didn't think that he could handle a funeral on his own, especially with only the help of Bill Jones. He has only helped with one funeral. Derek did call Bill as soon as he got back to the motel. Then he also did call Ronnie. He needed Ronnie to come over and make a delivery. Derek was low on weed. It seemed like as soon as Derek hung up the phone, it rung. Derek picked it up. It was his mom. She wanted Derek to come over her house on Saturday. Derek's brother Lee was going to be there and they wanted to have a dinner. Derek didn't like being around his brother Lee, but he agreed to show up for a little while. Derek's brother Lee was a big drug addict. He liked the hardcore drugs. And he would do anything to get them, even if that meant stealing from his own family. Derek smoked weed and he did like to drink, but he stayed away from all the hardcore stuff. Ronnie showed up around 7 o'clock that evening. He didn't stay that long. He just dropped off stuff to Derek and they talked for a moment and Ronnie left. Derek was still bored, so he rolled up a joint and got into his Camaro and took a ride. After getting bored of driving around, he went back to the motel. Derek played guitar for a little while and then he just laid down inside just to get some sleep. Saturday evening, Derek went over to his mom's house. The whole ride over to his mom's house, he was wishing that his brother Lee wouldn't show up. Lee did have a problem telling people that he'd be there and he'd never show up. People always seemed to get Derek and his brother confused, which Derek didn't understand because they didn't look alike. They weren't twins. The hope of Derek's brother not showing up was lost when Derek pulled into his mom's driveway. His brother Lee was standing outside smoking a cigarette. When Derek got out of his car, he walked up to Lee, and they made small talk with each other. Then Derek went inside the house. He walked through the two-car garage to get into the door. He could smell the meat cooking on the grill out in the backyard. He knocked and said hello before walking into the house. His mom had a nice-sized house. It's a red brick style ranch home, two-story. She lived there with her new husband. Derek never would call him a stepdad. His mom would never have this house if she would still be married to his dad. Derek's dad was like his brother, Lee. Derek's mom was at the stove when Derek walked into the kitchen. She was preparing the food still. She was wearing a plain light blue dress. She had her blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail. The wrinkles on her face made it hard for her to hide her age. Lee's 9-year-old daughter was sitting at the table, which was sitting by the bay window. She had straight brown hair, and she had a front tooth missing. Lee's 5-year-old son was running around the house without a shirt on, acting like he was a pirate. Derek's mom asked him how the job was going. Derek told her everything was just fine. He wasn't going to tell anybody about the path or tunnel or anything like that. Derek's stepdad was outside, manning the grill. Derek sat down at the table. He sat there and just watched everybody do their thing. And then when the food was brought inside, they all sat down and they ate. Derek only stayed long enough to eat and shoot a little hoops with the kids. He wasn't the type to sit around the table and talk with everybody. His mom made sure to load him down with leftovers to take back to the motel room with him. He said goodbye to his brother Lee. Lee told Derek that he would call Derek sometime. Derek knew that Lee wouldn't. They never do. Lee didn't do the same things as Lee did, so they didn't talk much at all. Derek spent the rest of his day at the motel eating leftovers and watching television. Derek opened his eyes to complete darkness. He suddenly realized he wasn't laying in bed at the motel room. He was standing up and he felt like his head almost hit something cold, damp. He soon realized that it was the ceiling of a really damp dirt above his head. Derek started freaking out and his blood pressure started to rise. He didn't know whether to run forward or to turn around and go back in the other direction. He didn't even know what direction he had come from or how he had gotten there. He was smelling a foul odor that he couldn't describe. He raised his arms up and he touched the dirt walls on each side of him. He started to freak out a little bit because for a moment he thought he was stuck in a hole. Maybe it was his grave. He stood still, paralyzed with fear. Derek took one of his hands and covered his nose, and with his other hands he searched his pocket for a lighter, hoping that there would be some kind of light, but he couldn't find one. He reached out in front of him, trying to see if there was another wall in front of him, but he didn't feel nothing. He started walking forward, even though he couldn't see nothing. It was complete silence. The only thing that he heard was his breath and his footsteps. Derek had never told anyone, but he had always had a fear of the dark. He tried to push his fears out of his head as he moved forward. After going a little ways, Derek decided to try to turn back and go back the other way. And that's when something hit him on the back. The hit wasn't hard enough to hurt him, but it was hard enough to push him forward. He took off running blindly in the dark, screaming and yelling. He thought he had died and gone to hell. Derek didn't run very far because he was soon stopped by what felt like another wall. He hit the wall hard and he fell straight to the ground. His eyes slowly closed. And when his eyes finally did open back up, the television was on. Derek lay there in bed for a moment without moving. He knew that he just had a dream, but it seemed so real to him. He could feel the coldness on his back from the sweat that soaked the bed sheets. He did eventually get up because he knew that he wasn't going to go back to sleep anytime soon. He made sure to turn on the light that was by the bed as he got up and sat down at the table by the window. He lit up a cigarette and just sat there, trying not to think about anything. He just wanted to smoke a cigarette and forget his dream as soon as he could. Derek did turn the volume up on the television. That way he wouldn't be sitting there in complete silence. After a while of sitting in a chair, Derek did start getting tired. His mind started to zone off. He grabbed his sketch pad and he started drawing. He ended up drawing a picture of a tunnel. He didn't do a very good job, but he could still tell what it was. When he first started doing the picture, he didn't intend to do the tunnel. It just turned out that way. Derek did lay back down in bed. He made sure to keep the lights on and the TV on with the sound. And he did eventually fall back to sleep. Derek got to the cemetery Monday morning and noticed that Bill Jones was already there. Bill drove a blue minivan because Bill had kids. Bill got out of the minivan as soon as Derek got out of his Camaro. Bill wore a pair of blue baggy jeans and a white muscle t-shirt. And Bill appeared as though he hadn't shaved for a while. They needed to have the place looking good before Wednesday and the funeral. The grass needed mowed, the weeds needed trimmed. Derek hoped that Bill would actually do some work. They should have started mowing the week before. "What are we doing this morning?" Bill asked. "We gotta get this grass mowed," Derek replied. "Seriously?" Bill said. Derek explained to Bill how he wanted the place looking good before the funeral on Wednesday. He thought that they could actually get it done, even though he didn't know how long it took to mow both sections of the cemetery and plus trim around what needed to be trimmed around with the weed eater. Derek was already thinking that there was no possible way that they was going to get it done. Derek and Bill went inside the maintenance building where the lawnmowers were being stored. Derek went ahead and opened up the garage door that faced the south part of the cemetery. "How long's it usually take to mow all this?" Derek asked Bill. Bill explained that it usually took a full day for each section, so they was looking about 2-3 days worth of mowing to do. Derek always hated mowing grass. He wasn't motivated to get started at all. "Let's take a walk down to the path," Derek said. Bill asked why, and Derek explained to him that he brought a joint and he thought it'd probably be best for them two to go down there and smoke the joint. Bill expressed his feelings that he was afraid that Charlie might come back, but Derek talked him into it by telling him that he'd be all right. Derek would take the blame for everything if Charlie did catch them. "I'm gonna go get something out of my car," Derek said. "Then we'll walk down there." Derek went to his Camaro, and he grabbed his sketch pad and the joint that he had stashed in the middle console. Then Derek met back up with Bill, and the two of them started to walk towards the south part of the cemetery. As they were walking, Derek noticed that Bill was acting funny. He wanted to ask him what was going on, but he decided to mind his own business. The two of them stopped in front of the tunnel entrance, near the pile of tree limbs. Derek wanted to find a new place to put the pile of tree limbs because he didn't want them back in front of the tunnel entrance. Derek opened up his sketch pad to the picture that he had drawn of the tunnel entrance, and he showed it to Bill. "What do you think?" Derek asked. "Looks like crap," Bill replied. "Yeah, that's what I thought too," Derek said. Derek lit up a joint, and he passed it to Bill. He kept looking at his sketch pad, then back up at the tunnel. Bill started acting like he'd seen something in the woods. Bill wasn't doing good with trying to hide that there was something wrong. "You all right?" Derek asked. "I'm fine," Bill said. "Are you sure?" Derek said. Bill looked at Derek and said, "There's nothing to talk about. I'm fine." They finished the joint and they headed back up to the cemetery. They went back to the maintenance building. Bill got onto the riding lawnmower and started to take off. Derek got the push mower and started working on the spots that the riding lawnmower couldn't get to. As Derek was mowing, he couldn't help wonder what Bill's problem was. Was Bill having problems at home? Was Bill tired of his job at the cemetery? Derek started wishing that he had a pair of headphones, that way he could listen to music instead of think while he worked. Derek decided to take a break around 12:30. He told Bill to go do whatever he wanted. Derek was going to take about an hour for lunch. Pushing around the push mower had done wore Derek out. He planned to use the weed eater after he was done with his break. Derek decided that he was going to spend his break by going back down to the path. He was going to try to draw the tunnel again while he sat in front of it looking at it. He was always good at looking at things and drawing things, but he couldn't do that with people's faces, just scenery. Derek actually hoped that Bill wouldn't follow him this time. Derek did have another joint that he wanted to smoke by himself. Derek put the mower up and then he went and got his sketch pad and his cigarettes and he headed back down to the path. The day was starting to warm up. It was really hot in the direct sunlight. It didn't take Derek long to get to the tunnel entrance. He found a wood stump where he could sit down and look at the tunnel. But the wood stump was in the direct sunlight and Derek's body wouldn't quit sweating. The only shade was close to the tunnel entrance. So Derek thought to hell with it. He got up and moved by the tunnel entrance. The entryway was only about 3 feet high, so he wasn't able to stand up. He sat down on the ground and he scooted back about a foot, and then he leaned back against the stone blocks. The stone blocks felt cool against his back. Now Derek couldn't see the tunnel to draw it, so he decided to draw a picture from the perspective of looking out of the tunnel. He thought he could make it turn out looking good. Derek admitted to himself that sitting in the tunnel entrance actually felt a little creepy. Derek started rushing to finish his picture. He didn't know how much more time he would have left. He figured Bill would sooner or later come walking down on the path. He knew that he had to get back to mowing too to get everything done before the funeral. Out of the corner of his eye, Derek noticed that he wasn't alone. There was a white rabbit sitting in the middle of the path. The rabbit sat there just staring at Derek, and for a moment Derek forgot about his picture and he just stared back at the rabbit. The rabbit took off into the woods, and Derek sat there and smoked his cigarette and looked at his picture. He was going to finish his cigarette before he got up and went back up to the cemetery. He was enjoying the fact that he wasn't sweating out in the sun pushing the push mower. Bring him to us. Derek quickly jumped to his feet and hit his head on the tunnel entrance. He looked all around and didn't see a thing. He started thinking that his mind was messing with him again. Bring him to us. Derek turned around and looked at the tunnel in disbelief. It actually sounded like it was coming from the tunnel. Derek took off running, freaked out of his mind. He knew what he heard. He definitely knew what he heard. Derek got to where the chain hung across the path and he decided to slow down. He didn't want to be running through the cemetery and freaking everybody out. He couldn't get his heart and lungs to slow down. Bill Jones was already at the maintenance building when Derek got there. Bill was filling the riding mower up with gas. Derek didn't waste any time getting back to work. He figured Bill wouldn't notice anything wrong if he just went back to work. Derek picked up one of the weed eaters and headed for the northwest part of the cemetery. That way he could be as far as possible away from the tunnel. Derek was smoking one cigarette after another as he tried weed eating around the tombstones. Derek and Bill finished up with the old section of the cemetery around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they both decided it was time to go home. Derek and Bill both acted like they had things on their mind all day long. Derek stood outside of the maintenance building after they put up the mowers. He wiped the grass off of his pants and shoes. He always hated mowing grass. Sometimes it didn't mess with his allergies. Bill did walk up to Derek and asked Derek what time they wanted to be there tomorrow morning. Derek told him around 8. Then they both got into their vehicles and they left the cemetery. Derek did stop and get him a couple of cheeseburgers and something to drink on his way home. He still had some leftovers in the refrigerator, but he wanted something fresh to eat. He was going to throw the leftovers away anyways. Derek took a shower and he laid down on the bed. He was exhausted. He didn't want to do anything. He just laid there and tried to get the cemetery out of his mind. He was mentally and physically exhausted. He thought about how different working at the cemetery was than working construction. Construction was a lot harder work, but Derek didn't stress out about things like ghosts and figuring out things for himself and Bill to do. In construction, you didn't have to deal with death or think about ghosts. He laid there looking up at the ceiling trying to block the crazy thoughts out of his head. The cemetery was making him feel like a little kid again. He really hadn't been scared of ghosts since he was younger, and every time he got scared at the cemetery, it made him feel like a little kid. He didn't know how he was going to face his fears at the cemetery, but it was something that he had to learn if he wished to keep his job. Hey, if you want to give your ears a listen and check out a good ebook, check out Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within, Part 1 by William Swofford, and it's on BarnesandNobles.com.